This is Dakota Datebook for June 8th. Iceland is about 2,500 miles away from North Dakota. Now that seems very far away indeed. It is difficult to imagine that an event in far-off Iceland could have a direct effect on North Dakota. But in 1783, that is exactly what happened. Iceland is home to 130 volcanoes. It has experienced 13 eruptions since it was first settled in 874 CE. None was as devastating to the island or to the world as the eruption as the Laki volcano, which began on this date in 1783 and lasted for 8 months. The eruption had far-reaching consequences around the world, including the area that would become North Dakota 100 years later. Laki is located in Iceland, but the devastation caused by the eruption did not remain there. Its effects spread around the globe. The event clearly demonstrates how a single volcano can change the weather patterns, cause famine, and spur social upheaval. Instead of erupting from a single point, Laki opened along a line of vents and continued volcanic activity for the next 8 months. Lava flowed across 216 square miles, destroying farms by poisoning fields and killing livestock. Gigantic clouds of gas reached the upper atmosphere and spread around the world. The gases emitted by Laki dimmed the sun across the northern hemisphere. Temperatures dropped. Acid rain fell. Damage to crops and livestock caused famine. Thousands of people died as a result of the eruption. North Dakota was not immune. The winter of 1784 was unusually harsh. Crops failed. Rivers froze farther south than usual. The Mississippi River froze all the way to New Orleans. George Washington wrote about the severe winter weather in his diary. Benjamin Franklin speculated that the unusually cold winter was caused by Iceland's volcanoes. There's not a great deal of documentation about the weather on the Great Plains because few people were recording conditions at the time. It would be several years before Lewis and Clark embarked on their expedition, but geological evidence demonstrates that the area suffered the effects of a volcanic eruption that occurred thousands of miles away. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.